Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Hey there, AfterBuzzers. Join us right now as we break down HBO's Divorce Season 2, Episode 4, Ohio, and we are going to break down the fact that Francis and Robert go to Ohio together, separately, but together. Tune in as we break it down right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Go.
Hey there, After Buzzers. Welcome to another episode of Divorce Season 2, Episode 4, Ohio. And I am your host, Miriam Gonzalez. You can follow me on Twitter at Miriam L. Gonzalez. And you can also follow us here on AfterBuzz TV at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter. Also, be sure to download, comment, rate on iTunes, on the comments below for the YouTube. But to my left, let's get into this, my ladies.
Hi, this is Fern Ronay. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Fern Ronay, R-O-N-A-Y.
I'm Monique Lovelace, and you can find me everywhere at Upfront with Mo, and shout out to Ohio! Hello, Ohioans!
What up? I'm Katie Foley, and you already know the drill. Don't stalk me at KatieNip1Now on all platforms.
Wonderful. We are so super excited because this definitely sets a different change of pace with them going to Ohio. The episode starts with, I feel like the whole Tinder thing needs to be addressed separately, but when we fast forward just a pinch, it starts with Robert getting the kids ready to bring him back home to Francis's home. And boy, that separate divorce life, I feel so bad for these kids because it's the suckiest thing in the world when you're like having to split your time. But in this moment, you know, Robert gets a phone call and is like, comes to find out that his dad has, you know, gotten a really, really bad, is it pneumonia of some sort?
Pneumonia.
And because of his heart problems, now he's in the hospital. He's kind of like in a mild, like, coma, it seemed like. He was definitely down for the count. And as he brings the kids back to Francis's home, he, you know, divulges that dad is sick and in the hospital and he needs to get there as soon as possible. Very dramatic. But what did you ladies think about the episode today?
I thought it was so good. I thought 2 and 4 have been the best so far.
Yeah. Really? So good. Yeah, this is good. First of all, it's named Ohio. SJP is from Ohio. I'm from Ohio. So thank you,
HBO.
I'm from Springfield. So it's between Dayton and Columbus.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Do you believe the Simpsons were originated from your Springfield?
I do.
And I feel like they're kind of originated from my Springfield.
Illinois.
There's always that debate.
Everybody always says that when I say that. They're like, are you from where the Simpsons are from? I'm like, yeah, sure. Why not? But yeah, I think I was wondering if they really shot in Ohio because it did look very Ohio. Mm-hmm. And, you know, SJP being back, you know, around her hometown and stuff like that, I thought it was really cool. And for this episode to be shot, like, you know, Ohio style.
Yeah. Love it. So we have, he says to her, you know, I have to go to Ohio to see dad. He might dramatically go, you know, that whole drama thing. And, of course, Francis is now feeling so much guilt. And, I mean, I've never been married, but I've been in a handful of relationships where you get attached to the family. And when you're, I'm just going to say, when you're married to the family. You know what I mean? And when you're together as long as they've been together, you may divorce each other. You don't divorce the kids. You can't. You don't really divorce your feelings towards, you know, my mother-in-law unless you hated her, or, you know, your father-in-law or your sister-in-law unless you hated her. So naturally, she's feeling this amount, this giant amount of guilt because she feels that she needs to be there, not only for Robert, but for his dad. Mm-hmm. And we see her talking to Diane about it. Mm-hmm. And she is just like, you know, get new feelings.
Right.
Let it go.
Right. And I agree with Diane.
Yeah.
I totally agree with Diane. Like, sometimes Frances gets on my nerves with her, like, I want to be divorced, but I need to be so hands-on with you. Like, you need to decide.
Yeah.
Like, stop putting Robert in this situation where you feel bad and then you don't feel bad and then you feel bad and then you're cussing him out and then you feel bad and then you're off doing your own thing. Like, she needs to mm-hmm. decide. If you're going to be divorced, you sign the divorce mm-hmm. papers. You are forcefully putting yourself into his life,
yeah.
as we can see mm-hmm. down the episode. It gets very messy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I just feel like she needs to decide if she's going to back off or if she's really going to, like, give them a try. I know they've been together for so long, but still, you're making murky water.
Yeah. It seems like she really wants to eat her cake, have her cake and eat it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, like, and I she, don't like that.
Yeah, she wants to be the divorced couple when she feels like it, and then she wants to be the married couple when she feels
yeah,
like it.
Yeah, when
know?
She feels like it.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's so unfair to Robert.
Yeah, it is.
It is so unfair to Robert, but I also feel like I can understand why she's torn. Like, she's been married for so long. These people are, like, in your life. Like, they're your kid's aunt, they're your kid's grandparents. So she feels like so torn, and she was the one who wanted the divorce, so which also I think compounds the guilt. And I think Robert, it's clearly he's so still so in love with her, so she's like, this guy who loves me is hurting, and I know his family and I know the dynamic and I know how hard this is for him. It's so complicated that, like, I feel like she went to be a comfort, and then it got, she was not clear thinking enough to know, like, it's gonna get messy, just
yeah.
stay out
yeah,
of it.
She shouldn't yeah. have went to be a comfort. She should have just you can still send your condolences without being messy. Like,
right.
he told her, do not come. Guys are pretty plain and simple.
Yeah.
Like, when they say something, we try to make it more than what it
right.
is. And it's really not. It's like,
yeah.
no, I'm really, when he told her, no, you don't have to come. Like, I really need this time alone. I feel like she should have just stuck with that
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
said, you know, maybe called him here and there to make sure that everything was okay, or, you know, give me a call when your dad wakes up, or
right.
if you're, you know, if she knew the situation with him and his sister, you know, if your sister's getting on your nerves, give me a call.
Right.
But come
right,
on now,
right.
you're being wifey mm-hmm. right
yeah.
now, and that is
right.
not fair.
It's not fair.
No.
And it's strange that he actually didn't get more upset. I would get really upset.
Well,
yeah.
at first he did.
He's
yeah.
grieving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like communication is so important. Like, if they had better communication, she would know that he really meant that. But
mm-hmm.
I think it's so murky between them that she's like, maybe he doesn't really, you know,
right.
doesn't really mean it, does want me there.
I
if you two, like, had better
murky.
Communication, like, you would say what you mean,
right?
Exactly what you feel, and there would be no question.
But
now, she would
does.
Know, like, he doesn't want me there.
Right.
No, Robert said it, though, and I feel like he really says what he means. That's why him and Jackie are good. He really says
yeah.
what he means, and she does the most
right.
by
kind
complicating the situation, which I think is a great dynamic because it shows what us women, we really do.
Yeah.
But all in all,
despite, as Diane called it, her being freed, in my opinion, it would be an asshole move to be like, yeah, whatever, I hope your dad's okay. Mind you, like,
right,
he's
right.
been in my
Sends
life.
An edible arrangement.
Right.
like,
right.
he's been in my
no.
life for 20 years.
Like, I'm married, and if my, God forbid, like, I certainly hope my husband and I never get divorced. He's the love of my life. But I love his family. Like, if
yeah.
something, like, if something happened to my father-in-law, it would be like, it's happening to my father, God forbid. Like, I love them like I love my parents.
Yeah.
So if I heard he was, like, in the hospital with pneumonia and in a coma, I would be like, I mean, we're family. I would
yeah.
just be like, if he's going to die now, I should be there. I've known him for 20 years or whatever.
Right.
So I kind of get, like, why she wants to be there, because this is still family. And
I
yeah,
get it, and I'm
divorce.
Not surprised, because she does crazy shit all the time.
No.
And, like,
and
showing up at Ellen's apartment at 1 o'clock in the morning. Like, what is she going to do next?
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like this isn't that crazy, but maybe
no,
crazy.
It's not that crazy, because when you put a little bit of perspective on it, she knows, being married to Robert for as long as she was, the dynamic between him and his sister and
right.
how complicated it's going to be. And with this being such a serious moment, the last thing you need is extra drama, which we see start to evolve throughout the episode. So, yes, she's she's definitely, she shouldn't be there. But no. I'm not mad at her for being there for him. You know
but
what I mean?
But you can because, be there for somebody in other ways besides being right there next to them. Because now you're giving mixed signals.
Yeah.
Giving mixed vibrations why someone is grieving. It's a process to grieve. It and is. Why, and if you're not, if we're not, if we're not, if we're divorced, I don't need you to be there in my face to grieve with me because that is going to make me emotional and feel certain type of ways because you are there for me.
Yeah.
So it crosses the line. It's just kind of like back off and when and call me. Yeah. Like if you really want to be there, like and you really are concerned, you can text me, you can call me, you can do all of that. But just to show up.
Some people only and I will only say this now based off of experience. Some people grieve differently, you know, and, you know, about 4 years ago, I lost my brother, my younger brother, and I was in a grieving process and an ex, a recent ex at that time came into, was very apparent in my life. And you know what? Now I'd be like, get out of my face. But in that moment, it was nice to feel supported despite the situation or in or whatever because of the situation. So there's two sides to the coin. Everyone grieves differently. So I think when he was like, no, I don't want you to go, he wasn't exactly that pissed when she showed up. Like he was like, oh, man, because he thought it was going to be like drama, drama, drama. But she's the least of his problems when it comes to the drama in the hospital. It's getting dad right. It's getting crazy Kathy. On her meds, because she seems like she should be on something, because she definitely seems like she's on something, but she should be on something to calm her down. I don't know, like, that's debatable. Tell us what you guys think. Download us, rate us, comment, iTunes, YouTube, hey-o. But, okay, so now we have her showing up in Ohio, and it is memory lane.
All the way memory lane.
They are walking down memory lane. Do you remember that time we went to Sears and we bought the lawnmower? No, it wasn't a lawnmower. It was a weed whacker or grass chopper or whatever it was. And before you know it, there it's all these the good times are coming back now. And
the emotions.
Yeah.
The emotions, exactly what I said. If you... Even though, like you said, you grieve differently and you had an ex, but those emotions, everything goes out the window, bad about that person, why you got a divorce, why you broke up, all of that.
Yeah.
Right.
And because you're in a grieving space. A grieving space is very sad and emotional.
Yeah.
And if, you know...
the emotions reappear after.
That's what I'm saying. Don't, you're making the water murky because those are the type of emotions that come back up when somebody that you were... you know, in love with, having sex with, doing all these things making a family with, those emotions are going to come back.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what, like, those emotions are going to come back because your love with them is different than your love with a family member or somebody.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure he said he doesn't want her there because he didn't want that to happen. He didn't want the whole experience of... okay, I'm going to be, you know, seeing my father like this. My sister's going to be around crazy, and then you're going to be here.
Yeah.
But we know you're dating other people, and I'm dating other people, too. I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
So I'm just feeling as though now they're going down memory lane, and she's there. She's put herself in his life now. She's there to help the situation. She's supporting him. She's cussing out Kathy. Like, I mean, it just... I was really disturbed by the situation. I was disappointed.
I also think, though, that she came because she doesn't think that he can take care of himself. Right. And he'll never be able to take care of himself.
If the father died and they need to, like, take care of things.
She needs to stop, like, coddling him like that. Yeah. And I think that's why part of the reason he told her not to come.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. That's so true. That's true.
That's so true.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, you girls have really great perspectives. Yeah, like, I didn't think about it quite like that. Let's rewind a little bit back now to when, so she's in the, you know, they're reminiscing. He decides he needs to take some fresh air because, you know, it's very overwhelming because now, like you said, the emotions are now pouring through. And she decides to have, like, this heart to heart with his dad while he's out like a light. You know, on yet another reminiscing thing. Sorry we didn't come and visit more. And he talks about you all the time and stuff like that. And, you know, and then we see that they wind up going into town to go take care of, like, little mundane things. Like, oh, my God, she is so funny, by the way. Those toe shovels.
Yes.
I call them tree climbers. You know, when you can climb a tree because the toenails are so long. But, you know, the fact now that they have to go and do the simple things, like, let's get a washcloth for him. Let's get his bathrobe. Let's clip his toes. You know.
I love my father-in-law, but I would never clip his toenails. Yeah. God bless her.
You never know.
Right? I don't mind.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah, wow, you're a good woman. Yeah, I used to clip my ex's toenails. It don't bother me.
Nope.
No. Like an old never. Man?
Everybody no is, amount of like, money. So grossed out about that. It does not bother me whatsoever.
Wow. So two yeah. of the four would and two would not. That or we could hire in, like, a manicure.
Yeah, right?
Just come and handle this, please.
I'm sure right. there's an app for that. Maybe not in Ohio yet.
Maybe not in Ohio yet, but go get
it's coming.
Yeah. Manicurist in Ohio. Here's a new job for you. Yes. Clipping toenails in hospitals. But so we see them there in town, and it becomes like another reminiscing thing where he's talking about the first time that he brought her to Ohio. And... you know, mm-hmm. like, there's that little, the little sparks are slowly starting to, like, she's there, and remember that time, and, you know, I was bringing my hot girlfriend to show her off.
And she was, like, kind of shocked when he said that. Like, they, obviously, over their years, he stopped telling her, like, what he thinks of her yeah. in that yeah. way. Because mm. it was so clear that she was, like, that reaction was,
like,
so,
that's how you feel about
right.
me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which, that should have never stopped.
No, you should be telling her she's hot every day. Ladies, gentlemen, husbands, wives, relationships.
Great advice.
Yeah. Hook each other up, advice. Man.
Yeah.
Don't stop flirting. Yes.
No. Was it Dr. Laura always says, always treat your wife like she's your girlfriend?
Oh. That's good a good advice. Way. Never yes. stop flirting.
So, yeah.
I like that one, though, friend. Yeah. Never stop flirting.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's, yeah. You got to yeah. keep things fresh and alive, but we see that... they've lost that, and completely. he pays her this compliment, and of course, then he kills it. He's like, you know, I used to come into Carrie's, and I would, you know, when I was younger, I'd steal candy, and, you know, when I was a teenager, I stole rubber. She's like, you know, straight out of, like, a Mark Twain book. Like, you know, it's like, the old him comes back.
Yeah.
The part that she now no longer cares for. And, fast forward just a pinch, you know, after they go back to the hospital, there's crazy Aunt Kathy sitting in the hospital bed.
Love her.
She I was like the best the part best. Of mm-hmm. this whole entire episode.
She was funny, but like
oh, she's a best. Nightmare, but yeah.
A nightmare.
She is, but she, I mean... the things they were just saying to each other, you're like, are you serious? And then I did not miss this part when she was like, the $6.36, here's my money. And then when she walked out, she took the
yes!
money.
Yes.
she picked the money back up and left with it like, I'm not leaving this money for real.
Yeah.
I thought she was hilarious.
Amazing.
She was hilarious. She definitely... brought the drama to the situation mm-hmm. where, you know, it's like, oh, well, no, let's not get cable. And why does he need the cable? And I kind of get it. If you're in a hospital and he's out like a light, keep you the cable on.
Right. Yeah.
But then again, for you and I who are sitting bedside with them, I'm not watching channels 1 through 13. I need a little more.
Yeah.
Right.
So
that was for Robert. Because he was like, these are excellent channels. awesome channels. So that was for him. Like, because she wasn't there all day.
No.
She was
no,
in and out exactly. whenever she kind of felt like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
And she was already telling him to die.
Oh, God. The minute Dad goes for the minor cough. And I felt like he was coughing because he heard her losing yeah. her shit.
Right.
You know? And so... because that'll wake anybody up. It's like, come on, man. I'm trying to sleep here. And now you're screaming over my head. but, you know, she's like, go to the light. You can leave now. Like, she's telling her dad
right,
to die.
Right,
it's like,
right.
What are you doing?
Right.
To go and, be with the dog that died. Oh, my God.
Go be with Chester.
Yeah.
You know, and Robert's like, what are you doing? You know, it's very upsetting for him. Nobody wants to see their parent die.
Right.
And the fact that his sister is so... first of all, she's upset about the money. Clearly, that's what's on her mind is her trust or her right. part, her inheritance, whatever that's going
mm-hmm,
to be.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Dad, please go. That's how I felt that that was. And it was a smack in the face to Robert, who traveled, you know, traveled a ways to be there, and then he has been there. Remind you, he says to Francis, oh, you know, she lives 30 minutes away, and she acts like she's getting in a submarine to get here.
Yeah. Well, we clearly know she's a nightmare, because when he said her ex tried to kill herself.
But she was a nightmare from the get-go. We all have friends and family who act so... like they're giving you a compliment and just can't give you a compliment.
Yeah, backhanded compliment. Oh, I was just gonna say with Francis. To give you digs.
Like, you don't look like a million bucks, you look like $1,000. Divorce is like they were just full of them, like believable ones. Right. Like, real like idiots in real
telling
life.
Telling Francis how skinny she was, how much healthier she looks now.
Right. Like, oh, such a bad.
Thanks.
The jabs were great.
Yeah. So great. So like immediately she was a nightmare. Yeah. And then it just there's something underlying there, the tension between the brother and sister.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
And then it exploded.
It's clear. And we see just a little bit later, Dad wakes up and he doesn't ask for Robert. He asks for Crazy Kathy. I'm just going to call her Crazy Kathy.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
He does. You know? That was pretty insulting.
Yeah.
It was hurtful. It was hurtful. Yeah. He's like, oh, she's a doer. Mind you, she's not here. She's not running errands. She's cleaning out your house, Dad. She's trying to get Mom's engagement ring. She's trying to get all your whatever valuable stuff is because she thinks I'm taking it.
Right. Yeah, but I also think that maybe the dad asked for her because she lives in Ohio.
I was just going to say.
And he doesn't. Sometimes, I feel like this kind of about my parents. Sometimes when you move away, that always kind of sticks with your parents.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. So whoever is the closest to them, they gravitate to more, even if they, clearly she treats him like shit. But, you know, she's the closest. Yeah. So, and she didn't leave. She didn't leave out of Ohio. Like, I feel like sometimes parents take that kind of hard.
Oh, they do.
And I think that some parents, you know, there's this, like, kind of understanding that, you know, they raise the children, and then when the children become adults, they start taking care of the parents, and, you know, Robert is not in a place to be able to take care of his dad like that, you know, 24/7.
He barely can take care of himself.
Exactly.
And he was just, like, waking up from a cold. Like, he might think, I mean, he might not recognize Robert, or he might, like, think he's the doctor, or who knows? Like, he's probably, like, getting his bearings. Like, where's the person who's taking... Obviously, the mom, I think, has passed. So, like, where's the person that is kind of around, even though she lives a half hour away? So it's kind of normal that he asked for her, but I get Robert's perspective. Like, I flew from New York to be by your bedside, and you're not like, you came from New York, or you're here, or hi, Robert, or nothing. Like, I get both.
And
sides.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely upsetting. And of course, now we see Kathy, Crazy Kathy, drape herself on top of Dad and not have any regard to the wires that could disconnect, you know, something important that could pull on his catheter, which would be wretched for him. And she's like, she has no regard. She has no regard, to the point where it pushes Robert to now go into the bathroom and punch the wall. And she called it.
Mm-hmm.
He gets hurt. She gets him so riled up, he punches walls. Mm-hmm. Because that's all he can do. Because it's that or her face.
Right. Exactly.
You know? So, exactly. You know, he goes in, he punches the wall, he comes out. And Francis, at this point, she's like, oh, hell no. He's paid me compliments. We were going down memory lane. I'm taking care of this. And she does. She pulls her outside and she rips her a new one. Yes. I was like, that's where I was like, go Frances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I appreciated that. She shouldn't have been there, but that needed to happen.
And that's a cool little evolution with Frances. I mean, again, I referenced the first episode yesterday, or our last show, but, you know, just like how passive-aggressive she normally is.
Yeah.
And you now see her becoming more and more aggressive. Mm-hmm. You know, starting with Lila, and now this. Like, it's a nice little evolution. You can tell that she is evolving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like nothing like a common enemy to bring people together. Like, they both hate Kathy, so... Now they both love each other.
Right. We'll see how long that goes. Well, I just, once again, I like the fact that she let her have it. And clearly Robert did too. But once again, I feel like at this point, it's crossing the line.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't think she should have said?
No.
Really? I was like, I wish, like, she said more. Or, like, I thought it was perfect. Like, the fiesta.
I mean, for somebody to let Kathy know, that was cool. But I still don't think, no.
Interesting.
It's no longer your place. It's not place. Her place.
Yeah.
It's no longer your place. Yeah. Do not, like, my whole thing is, like, I'm a Scorpio, so I'm straight white and black. Do not cross the line once you've already decided something.
Right.
Clearly.
Yeah.
And you decided on a divorce. You decided that you didn't want Robert around. You decided all of these things. You decided it was war when he called, you know, the kids. You said you had what you had to say to him. And now all of a sudden, he's grieving and you want to be in his life. While you have someone else on the side texting you, and you seem to be, I feel like down the road she's going to be interested. That's too much. It's too much. You're involving too much. Like, I just don't think that's right. Because now, how are you going to explain this to the kids? Now, you know.
Well, I mean, I feel that this changes the dynamic of their relationship and for the greater good, only because now it's like, okay, instead of him, when he sees her being like, ugh, and disgusting, and because he's gross to her in front of the kids, which is why I feel that, like, Lila has no respect for her. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, the son, he's fine, but, you know, this, I think, will change the family dynamic if they just start getting along.
Mm, yeah.
And sometimes a little... Mm-mm. I mean, it's gonna complicate it.
It always complicates everything, no matter what. That's like saying, okay, I had an affair, and because I don't love that person, it shouldn't complicate anything.
Yeah.
Women are ready to get a divorce on an affair, but if it's not, if it's just sex and it's not complicating anything, then why? You know, it's the same situation in this. Stop complicating things.
Yeah.
Because you really are, no matter how aggressive you got, you're still passive aggressive and you're still complicating things.
I think it's easier said than done. Like, I think it that we can say that, you know, and we can think that because I'm a Scorpio too and I'm a straight shooter and I think about this kind of logic. But sometimes when your heart gets in the way, you start doing some crazy shit.
Yeah. I just feel like sometimes as an adult, you, and especially if you have kids involved, that's my biggest thing. If you have kids involved, you need to be able to make adult decisions. And
right. That's true.
The kitty cat needs to stay down. And the feelings of the kitty cat need to stay down. And you need to just be an adult about it.
Yeah.
You made the decision. You decided to do what you did. Stop, like, making matters worse. Because all she is just complicating the situation for herself. And then she's going to get all rambled up. And then she's going to get all rambled up. And then when she decides that she doesn't want to be bothered with Robert anymore, then, you know, it's whatever.
Well, of course, we see that they kiss and it evolves to them having sex, which she confirms in the trailer for next week. And, you know, they go about their business and they go about their day, and, you know, they're back home. And now let's rewind to the beginning of the episode. So she's sitting with Dallas playing on a Tinder-esque type thing. And I think it's maybe Dallas, like, it's time for you to get out there. Even Diane was like, erase your feelings, get new ones. So this is them just peeking. I know that I've said it to people. I'm like, just at least look. Even if you're not ready, just look. See what it is. So I feel like that's what they were doing. They were testing the waters. And she wasn't expecting for Dallas to swipe. Wait, is it right? Left? I don't know.
Right.
Right.
Swipe right. Like, you like him. Yes, he's the right one.
Yeah.
I don't plan that stuff very often. So anyhow, she connects with someone. She matches with someone, which is a lovely feeling. And, you know, they start texting, but because she goes to Ohio, she puts that aside. And the whole time she's in Ohio, her phone is blowing up. Are you really in Ohio?
But at first he was sweet.
Oh,
at
first he was totally
really normal, like, normal, oh, sorry. Right.
No, he was really stalkerish to me.
You think? Right
away? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because if somebody texts you and she texts him back and told him, I'm in Ohio, there's a family emergency, like, I'll have to get back with you later. He started texting like, oh, I just wanted to say hi. Don't say it. You don't have to say anything back. Oh, I just want to.
Right. That was
too much.
But when he responded like, oh, I hope everything's okay, like, whatever, then he should have left it at that. And yeah. Yeah. He's like a nice, normal person. And then it was
went
like,
down the rabbit hole.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This guy was a red flag right there.
Oh my God, she dodged a bullet. He's a psycho.
He was clearly spinning to, are you really in Ohio? Are you for real? He blocks her. He blocks her. They haven't even met face to face. They haven't even talked on the phone. And he already blocked her.
Psycho.
Yes.
Psycho.
He saved her by doing such a thing. But I felt that in that moment when she got that last text from him, because of what happened with Robert, which we'll do in predictions, I think that it reminds you, like, it's not that easy to just get back out there and start dating.
Yeah.
Especially now with her age and the children mixed in the factor. And we see a good example of when Jackie is sitting with Dallas in her therapy room. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you know, you meet a guy and, you know, I'm after 40 with a kid, a teenager, guys are like disinterested. They're not interested. So for her, I think for Jack, well, we'll get into Jackie in a second, but for Frances, like, this is going to be a little bit more difficult than.
I'm going to say, I just thought this entire scene was so strange. So many aspects of me to me were so strange. First of all, when did Dallas and Frances become cool again? Mm-hmm. Because the last time we saw, they were in a very heated moment, and we never saw that text exchange or whatever happened on the train that Dallas asked for.
Yeah.
So that was weird to me. And then Frances still said she's not ready to start, you know, to go out there mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And now she's on this app.
But mm-hmm. there's another thing too that we're kind of missing. Jackie talked to Dallas about how Robert talked to her about how Frances was crazy, how his ex-wife was crazy. When did this conversation happen?
Right.
Did I miss that? I was like, excuse me, did I miss that part? Because she was like, oh, his ex-wife sounds crazy. Mm-hmm. You know, he's such this great person. But we've never even seen them go out on a date.
Right.
Exactly.
So it's just kind of like there are pieces very much
and
missing.
Like skip so far ahead and like
right. No, and I know writers. I'm sure there's only you can only fit so much in an hour. I get it.
We have notes for the writer,
right?
Those notes. But and that's what I said too. Maybe a half an hour is like not that long, but still there are still things that are missing. Like, can we at least see how Jackie and Robert really vibed? When did he tell her about Frances? And then I think it would have been good to see then with Frances being all crazy and stuff and going to Ohio. Like, she's just sitting in the office telling Dallas about all of these things.
And I love how, first of all, she's telling Dallas, who is one of Frances's best friends, and he's great. All these wonderful things. She's like, you sound like you need to bottle him up. But she never calls him Robert. She calls him Robbie.
Robbie,
so that's why it's like there's this big disconnect on who it is.
Yeah.
And when she says, when she starts talking about his batshit crazy ex-wife, I like how Dallas was like, you know what? That's not your problem.
Yeah, she did. That's not for you to... That was wonderful advice.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the moment when Dallas figures it out.
Oh, yeah. That's
right.
Gonna be great.
If we get that moment,
right? Right.
Come on.
Like, don't
skip
over
right
that. Yes.
So we have Diane, which, you know, you brought up an interesting point earlier.
Where's Nick?
Home cooking.
He's home cooking, ignoring her.
He's in the oven,
right?
He's home ignoring her. Mm-hmm. So with Frances going now to Ohio to surprise and be by Robert's side. She asked Diane to watch Tom, her son, just kind of check in here and there. And, she is hysterical. Like,
she is batshit crazy.
Her need to want to connect with him is the,
when she was like, what are the top 10 dances?
Hold on. She was like, honey, you want to go shopping? What'd she call it? The boutique?
The Brass Crow?
Yes. You want to go to the Brass Crow? Like, this is not your girlfriend.
Well, it's...
You need friends. She needs,
real people.
Yeah, yes. She needs real friends around her. Because she's losing her scruples. And she's batshit crazy. But that was hilarious. Got out the car and started cussing out the guy.
Let's rewind a bit for a second. It's the fact that, like, she's trying to connect with him and he's so disinterested, but what catches his attention is her car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a teenage boy and a nice, fast car, game over.
Well, she even said it. She's like, this is so nice. I can do my errands, and I don't have to drive.
We're a good team.
Yeah. Yeah, we're a good team. I thought it was the most hilarious. Crazy Kathy.
I felt like she felt that's what she's missing in her relationship. Mm. You know, like, her husband's not going to drive around with her and run errands. Yeah. Or, babe, let me run in the store really quick. He's not doing any of that. So she felt like, oh my God, there's someone that wants to spend time with me and drive me around. But her reasoning is so disconnected to why that is.
I also, not
I don't
to
think
go
she
down,
cares.
Yeah, not to go down like a pedophilia route, but like, I really think she likes hanging out with younger people. You know, she's always around Nick.
Right.
And Nick's such a curmudgeon. You know, I think that she like kind of feeds off that energy.
I mean, you see the way
she is at those parties, you know, like the art party last episode.
Right, she acts like a younger.
It's like this escapism, you know.
She's definitely dying to be younger and definitely dying to be thinner.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's thinking, all right, we're having such a great day. And this is where the wrench is thrown in her day. So she's getting into this, first of all, the yellow jacket. I mean, we love yellow. But yellow jacket on the man. She was like, yeah, it really makes you look gay, sweetie. Yeah. Like, no. And, you know, would you like it in a different color? And he's like, no. But, you know, now she's feeling like she's getting like this girlfriend, young boyfriend, and so I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Vibe. And she's like, so how do I look in this skirt? Tell me about this skirt. And she's all excited. And then she's like, he's like, it's not zipping up.
Right.
And,
so funny.
And, you know, she gets mad at the sales girl. And I, first of all, this is where children and their honesty
come in.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He's like, well, I really think it's kind of a cool skirt, but maybe you should get in a bigger size for comfort.
Right?
Yeah.
I thought that was great.
That set her off.
Yeah.
That set her off. She was like, oh, no, I'm done. Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Like, that killed her whole vibe as far as, like...
She's definitely battling, like, a youth thing. Like, she's not the person she used to be when she was young.
Yeah.
And so, like, she can't handle it. And she's so angry underneath. Like, he hits a guy instead of being like, sorry, like, don't sue us.
Yeah.
Like, cursing him out.
Right. Well, and to go back to the skirt thing for a second, too, you have to think, you know, with Nick making all that food, I think that weight's also a huge issue for her right now. Battling to not
gain
too much
weight. Yeah, because she said, what, they have 7-course meal?
Yes.
Sounds amazing.
Who can eat that much food? Gosh.
Invite me over, Nick.
Yeah.
You'd be happy.
Well, ladies, shall we get into some predictions?
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right. Where do we want to begin?
We saw I thought the birthday party was another preview. Like, I thought that was a preview from last time, but I can't wait for it. Because it's like when the family comes together after the divorce, which is going to be awkward and... I wonder if he brings his new girlfriend.
Well, he's driving her car.
Yeah.
Remember? And so now Francis starts stalking to go see the new girlfriend.
Yes. Yes.
Francis, who wanted
a
divorce.
That's why you don't cross
boundaries. Francis, who cheated, who wanted a divorce, who couldn't stand Robert, is all of a sudden stalking his new girlfriend.
Yes. And you're so right. I said the same thing. Like, you're cheating. You're doing all this. You're screaming a divorce. Like, you're having these...
And now now she's thirsty.
And really.
People want what they can't have.
Yes.
And that's, I think, what's going to be a really, really big thing is her wanting.
And when someone else sees your ex as like this shiny new up, then all of a sudden he looks shiny new again.
Well, not only that, like, she obviously has her finances together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's
this gorgeous.
Pretty woman.
Yeah.
Like, so.
It's going to be interesting.
I know.
Any other predictions, ladies?
Do you think
Diane and Nick?
Oh.
Any for them?
I don't know. I don't have any predictions for them.
I mean,
I'm still waiting on for Diane to cheat.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was just going to say.
So there's a prediction.
Ticking time clock. Yeah, that's happening.
How soon before you think Dallas figures it out that Jackie...
I think it's going to be next episode.
Mm-hmm.
You think, oh, yeah, because she's going to show her probably a picture.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because Frances is stalking her.
Yeah.
Oh, so
yeah.
I'm pretty sure she's probably going to show her a picture.
And then I think Frances is going to find out the episode after.
All right. My predictions. So definitely everything's going to come to a head. I know we've been looking forward to what's going on with Lila and Frances.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How's that dynamic now? Where are we at with them? So I think now that we're like at a family birthday party, I think we're going to see where they stand. And I think I predict that because Robert and Frances are getting along right now. She says in the preview that sex has made things that are complicated not so complicated, mm-hmm. that Lila's going to pick up on that, mm-hmm. and we may see a maybe softer, maybe not. But I definitely think that he's going to start bringing the ex around. I mean, she's driving a Tesla, which will...
He needs to. I'm sorry, but, you know, you can't have your cake and eat it, too. She says that the things are not making it complicated no more, but as soon as she starts stalking the ex, that's complicated.
Right. Yeah.
So you made things way more complicated, because now it's only like, now you're going to be mad about whatever happens. Yeah. You're going to be angry. Yeah.
It's not complicated when you think Robert's also lonely, but when he has somebody else all of a sudden.
Right, right.
Well, that's what happens. Any other predictions, ladies, before we...
I don't think so.
I think we're good. I think we are good. And we thank you so much for joining us on this evening's episode of last night's episode, which actually, thank you to HBO for posting it early.
Yes, awesome. Yes.
Thank you
for letting us know.
Yes. We got to enjoy that. And we really appreciate you guys viewing us. You can rate us on iTunes, download us, rate us, comment below here on this YouTube link. You can follow me at Miriam L. Gonzalez, and you can also follow AfterBuzz at AfterBuzz TV as well. And my ladies, where can they find you?
This is Fern Ronay. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Fern Ronay, R-O-N-A-Y, and my website, fernronay.com.
I'm Monique Loveless, and you can catch me on all platforms at Upfront with Mel and MoniqueLoveless.com.
And I'm Katie Foley, and you can find me at KT Did What Now.
All right, guys, until next time, we will see you later.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.